get to mix and mingle with the best of Lorain County, and we've got one of the best of Lorain County with us right now, Greg Willie of the Friendship APL. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. It's really exciting. So there's a lot going on. Lots and lots of companies, businesses, all celebrating, putting on their best. I love it.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I knew that you and Cindy had maybe crossed paths before. I had no idea, to steal one of your phrases that you just used, your lives kind of parallel each other in some ways, right?
A lot of ways, actually. So that's really crazy. Yeah, I'm actually excited to see a really familiar face that's been involved with animal rescue and animal welfare for so long. So yeah, that's awesome.
And likewise, and honestly, there's congratulations on both nominations. I mean, there's
thank you.
You completely deserve it.
I'm surrounded by amazing people. I have so many great volunteers at our shelter. We have over 120 active volunteers that give over 20,000 hours a year of service to our shelter to take care of these animals. So it's really incredible to be nominated. And I'm nominated with some amazing people too. Greg from United Way and Chris from Leadership Lorain County. They're just awesome people, and it's an honor to be nominated amongst them and see all the work that they do, that they contribute to the community.
Oh, it's really cool stuff here too. And I mean, I think it's interesting just to be in the room, right? I mean, just to kind of be here with so many wonderful people. We were just talking with Mary Beth Lee, who put this event together. It's cool too to see that, yes, there's a friendly competition amongst all those that are here, but it's also cool to see how everybody kind of takes it on and makes it their own.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, it's amazing because I think a lot of the people that are being celebrated today here are people that give to their community as well. So what's awesome is they're like, all these people are just huge stakeholders within the community. Like Premier Toyota, that's here tonight, is putting on an awesome event for us coming up called the Premier Toyota Adopt-a-thon, and that's coming up. And then we have Cole's Public House here in Giuseppe's, and Paul and Chef Robbie are here, and they're putting on a wine tasting for us tomorrow night in Amherst at their place. And it's really exciting. We still have tickets available that they can go and get at our website or over right at Cole's Public House. You can go and get tickets now.
Well, what is your website?
www.friendshipapl.org. You go /events. You'll see all the events that are coming up, including the Premier Toyota adoption event. And like I said, it's just really, really great. I mean, it's really great to see so many awesome people, and they're all being nominated. I think not just for the work that they do in their businesses, but how much they all give back and contribute to the community itself in Lorain County.
Well, let's talk about your accolades. I mean, I personally know you are one of the frontier people in the animal welfare community. And right now you've done so much for Lorain County. I mean, you're the executive director for Friendship APL. I see your posts on Facebook. I see you on off hours. I mean, you do not have a Monday through Friday 40-hour week job.
No.
I see you with, I think there was one post where there was firefighters looking, finding a kitten that fell down a drain.
Oh.
You were there. I mean, you're there. You're trying to get these dogs and cats adopted. And dogs and cats, do you have small?
Yes, we have small and large, actually. We have horses and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's small itty bitties, like to micro dwarf hamsters that are like literally the size, can barely, you know, fit in the palm of your hand, and you can barely see them. They're so small. I mean, so literally from the ittiest bittiest to the biggest that you can imagine. So it's crazy. Yeah, every day is an adventure. From, yeah, last time I was here, I was telling you about rescuing an alligator. I mean, like,
yes,
we can
yeah.
get crazy over there on the things that we get asked to do and deal with, and every day is a new adventure. And like I said, I couldn't do it without the amazing people that actually surround me, though. I mean, my staff, volunteers, my board, which is incredible in supporting all that we do and all that I do, and I can get pretty out there. This year, when I started at Friendship, we were going to bring in 1,100 animals that year. This year, we're going to bring in over 4,000. So to show you, cool. like, the level of where we're going and how crazy we can get, we're always out there rescuing animals and working and collaborating with our other rescues in the area to try to save as many lives as we can.
Right.
So you mentioned rescuing an alligator the last time we talked.
Yeah.
Now, I want to hit the rewind button for a second. Did you say you get animals as big as horses? Have you guys rescued horses?
So, yeah, we rescue horses. We had actually one of our biggest stories that we ever had was rescuing. It turned out to be like a late-night raid on a house in Grafton where we had to actually get five horses off of a property.
Wow.
We had one truck to actually get them moved and one trailer, so we had to move them two at a time, and we were really, really nervous that the guy was the sheriff's department was actually had arrested the guy, and we had just a limited amount of time before then. They're like calling us saying, he's going to make bail. You guys got to get out of there. And so we had to really quickly work in the dark to get these horses out. We have great foster families all over Lorain County that foster our large animals. We have great fosters that foster the little ones too. But, you know, these people open up their barns to allow us to safely house these animals, care for them, provide all the stuff that they need, and just get them rehomed.
So how can the community get involved? I mean, do you have educational opportunities, or do you have volunteer opportunities? What's the way that people of Lorain County or elsewhere can get involved?
Well, they can do a variety of things. One is they can actually make a donation, make a contribution. We have great events. If businesses want to get involved, they can actually sponsor. There's lots of sponsorship opportunities. They can give gift baskets to our events. If they want to get involved in an individual level, I find that there's no better way than actually volunteering at an organization and fostering animals, whether it be for us or for any rescue organization. We were actually just talking about Lorain County Kennels opening up to the idea of creating foster homes. I mean, so the idea of taking these dogs out of kennels and out of shelters and raising them in homes and offering that opportunity for these animals is priceless. So we have volunteer opportunities all the time. Once again, check out our website to see the next orientation. They are always the second Saturday of every month, and foster orientations are the third Sunday at 1 o'clock. So we have one of those coming up this weekend at Sunday at 1 o'clock. You can open up your house, take in some kittens, raise them for a couple weeks till they're nice, big, healthy, and ready for adoption, and then we find them new homes.
Great, nice. Great. And then what's you know, if somebody chooses to foster, what can they expect? I mean, Do they vet care?
We provide it all. We provide everything from the litter, the food, the vaccinations, the shots. All you're doing is actually providing the love and the TLC and the space. So the rest of it's all on us, and we support you all along the way. My staff is just amazing at supporting these people through the foster experience, which can be trying at times. There's no doubt about it, but it's well worth it when you see them go into their new homes and find their forever families.
Good. Anything on the forefront as far as like prevention or resources for people who might need that?
Well,
anything on your website listed?
Well, right now what we've done, we've really got something going is the TNR program, which we're offering TNR services. This is trap, neuter, and return for feral cats in the community to try to prevent new and unwanted litters of kittens to be in the community. So we do invite people to get involved with that. And if they're interested, they definitely can swing by. We always have all sorts of great programs going on. So.
You've got a few interesting ones coming up, too. You had mentioned earlier, obviously, you've got a number of different opportunities, not only for sponsors to get involved, but for folks to volunteer as well. And just taking a look at some of the events that you guys have coming up. Dog Days of Summer in Amherst, that's this weekend, right?
That's tomorrow. That is in conjunction with two nominees down there.
Nice.
Cole's Poorhouse and Giuseppe's Winery. Paul over there, Paul Byers, he loves us. He does so much for us. He's a great supporter. Chef Robbie's got a great menu prepared. They're going to have all sorts of great wines, summer beers, ales, all sorts of stuff. And like I said, I think we're doing a hot dog bar, sliders, all sorts of stuff. It's going to be a great time.
I'll tell you what, the two times we've had you on the show, you talked about wrestling alligators, and moments ago you told us about racing against the clock to rescue a couple of horses. We got to have you on more often, number one. And number two,
yeah.
I think we need to come up with like a weekly segment, like Greg's crazy stories about rescues.
I have tons of them. Yeah. So yeah, I'd love to share them. I mean, man, you got the voice over here, too, that has plenty of crazy stories herself. So
yeah.
It'd be great.
Boy, congratulations on the nominations. Always a pleasure to have you on. Like I say, I love these stories. I mean, it doesn't get any better than wrestling alligators, rescuing alligators, and then rescuing horses. I mean, every time we have you on, there's something that tops the previous story.
I'll tell you about the boa constrictor and the python next time. So that was a crazy story in and of itself. So I'll tell you about the snakes. Not my favorite animal, by the way. I will tell you that. I have a lot of nervousness around that. So I'll tell you about that one next time.
Awesome stuff. Greg, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And again, congratulations on the nominations tonight. Cool stuff.